Because one of the other, you know, issues that affects everyone in this country is what do we do about illegal guns? Just this afternoon, we've had two shootings in broad daylight in our own African-American community. We don't know the age of the people involved, both the perpetrator and the victim. But one is on the northwest side of the city where police are responding. The other is on the near north side of the city. And this is what happens in a big city every day. But in Newtown, Connecticut, you know, they don't. The only time there were shootings is when people went to the gun range and the hunting range to shoot. But it was on that day at that school in Newtown where somebody that should not have had weapons went into a school, and you all know the results. One of the dads of those young children who lost their lives that day is here in Indianapolis. He's working with the folks from Mayors Against Illegal Guns. His name is Neil Heslin. He is the dad of a victim at Newtown. Mr. Heslin's on our live line. Mr. Heslin, first of all, welcome to Indianapolis.
Very much.
You're here to deliver some petitions, as I understand it, to the offices of Senator Coates and Senator Donnelly. Are you there? Chris, did we lose him?
Looks like
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. First of all, again, welcome to Indianapolis. You're here to deliver petitions to the office of our two U.S. senators?
That's correct.
How important is it for you to be involved in this? I've seen you and the other parents that have really been out a little bit more in public these last couple of weeks. Is this part, and I apologize, you know, for having to phrase it this way, is this part of healing?
No, it's not. Okay. You know, I feel it's something I got to do for my son, Jesse. Mm-hmm. And it's the right thing to do. There's many changes that have to happen to make change effective. It definitely has to be better and broader background checks, I feel. Mental health is a big issue. It's a very complicated issue. But that needs attention and better school security and limitations and control on high-capacity magazines and assault type of weapons. No place for them in our schools, and they found their way into them in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. And it's something that shouldn't have happened. It's something that may have been preventable. It's just a tragedy. These were babies.
Mr. Heslin, there are a lot of people listening here in our city, in our community, who have been where you are. They've lost loved ones to violence. We've had instances where young children, as young as your son or younger, have died to violence and others who are older. So there are a lot of people that are, you know, nodding their heads right now and have been where you are right now and are going to lift up prayers. And there's a saying in the African-American community, when the prayers are lifted up, blessings will flow down.
Yep, that's correct.
What can listeners do to help you and the other parents?
Well, they have to call their congressmen and tell them what they support, what they'd like to see done, background checks, mental health, where they want the congressman to focus and push for. You know, the congressmen are the voice for the community and for the state. I think what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School was definitely a turning point. All the losses and the murders are they're all a tragedy, but it's just to have a mass murder in a school of little infants, it's just above and beyond. It's There's no words for it.
You're absolutely right.
Was nothing that was random. That was nothing that was isolated. It clearly was something that was thought was put into it by the gunman, and something that was planned. And it happened in a community that you never think of something like that happening. It was a well-to-do area, an affluent neighborhood, affluent community. Was like Mayberry.
Mr. Esselin, this is Abdul-Hakim Shabazz here, and I'm sure, like I said, I've joined my friend Amos Brown and all of Indianapolis in welcoming you to the city, as well as expressing our grief, because not knowing what it's like, you just can't imagine the horror and tragedy a parent must feel to lose a child, particularly with what happened to you. One of the questions, though, as we have this debate and discussion about what to do with guns and how best to deal with the issue of gun violence, how do you kind of do that balance between, making sure we keep guns out of the hands of people who are criminals and mentally unstable, versus a lot of folks who believe that, hey, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I'm not breaking the law, I'm not going to go out and commit a crime, I have a Second Amendment right to own a firearm. How do we have that balance when we have this discussion? Where is that middle ground, do you think?
Mr. Heslin, is he there?
I'm here. I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, we're right here.
Yeah, I support the Second Amendment.
Okay.
From out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. But there's got to be some sort of limitations on it, on who has them and what type of weaponry there is in the hands of the community and civilians. And quite honestly, in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Adam Lanza and his mother, they were both law-abiding citizens. They never broke the law. Not a day when Adam killed his mother, proceeded out of school and killed those students, the children, my son. And so that these are people that were law-abiding citizens that legally purchased the weapons and legally possessed them. It wasn't somebody that purchased them through a straw sale or off the street. But I clearly think a background check with that somehow incorporated mental health would have prevented him possibly being in contact with those weapons or in possession with them. So it's a matter of, somehow putting mental health issues and identifying who is a risk or a red flag, incorporating them into a background check. Mm-hmm. And, what happened in Sandy Hook, if there was an armed police officer there, it would have been a very strong deterrent based on, he chose the most helpless and ones that would be the least defensive to him, infants and women.
I gotta ask you, Mr. Heslin, do you guys from Newtown feel that having an armed officer in every school, is that something we need to look at as a country?
Well, I think it's a strong deterrent. It may not have stopped what happened in Sandy Hook, but on the other hand, it very well may have prevented it, too. We would have thought twice about going in that school with an armed police officer there. The event that he did attempt to go in, that police officer, he couldn't have stopped him. He would have definitely slowed him down, and the police could have gotten there and responded before he got into that school. If he had a 10-round magazine instead of a 30-round magazine, mm-hmm. he would have had to reload three times instead of once to put the 30 rounds out there. that time, you know, that 2 seconds or 10 seconds to change the magazine, that's time that the victims would have had to run out of the classroom. My son's class, my boy Jesse, yelled run, and 4 of the students ran. Mm. He yelled run again, and run now, and 4 more ran, and then another one ran. Both 9 of them ran out of the classroom and survived.
Right.
My son wasn't able to. He didn't make it out.
Mr. Heslin, I hate that you're here in our city. For this reason, I would love that you were here in our city, you know, to just, you know, be here for to vacation and enjoy yourself. We're glad that you're here. We're honored that you shared a little bit of your time. On behalf of everyone that's listening on this station, we're a station that shines the light through the word and the music and the conversation. You know, you have everyone's prayer for all of you in Newtown and in that part of Connecticut who have suffered so much, and for the living. A lot of our listeners believe in a God that sometimes we can't understand what his will is, but we know there is a better place where your son is today and those other young children, and God's hands will be around all of you. And lead you again. Thank you for the privilege of sharing this story with all of us today. God bless you.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.